Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the last Sports is to Life podcast, not only of the year, but of the decade, even though we've only been operating for 2 years now, but whatever. A decade is a decade.
Because isn't there like something that like, if you're born in the 80s and alive when 2020 starts, you've lived in 4 decades and 2 centuries or something crazy like that?
Oh my gosh, that's both of us right now.
Yep.
What happened was we just saw these 2 college football playoff semifinals.
An FYI to the college football championship committee, Oklahoma is now officially banned. They're not allowed to come back for at least 3 years. And I totally stole that from somebody on Twitter. But you know what? It's still accurate. They can't come back. They can't seem to make it a competitive game.
Yeah, Oklahoma just, they can't seem to get it right once they get to the playoff.
It's because the Big 12 doesn't play defense. I'm convinced. Because you can't not play defense all season and then go up against a ACC or SEC team that does play defense and also plays offense and feel like you can beat them in a shootout.
Yeah, LSU's offense is ridiculous.
Yes.
Led by Heisman winner Joe Burrow. In the other semifinal, Clemson, Ohio State, part 2 in the Fiesta Bowl.
It was a much better game.
It started out horrible because Ohio State jumped out, but they couldn't turn some of those field goals into touchdowns. And the legend of Trevor Lawrence
continues, grows.
I can't wait for him to graduate. FSU has had to play against Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence in like 5 consecutive seasons. Ohio State, you know, for all their complaining about referee gaffes, they should probably hush up because the 2003 national championship against Miami, they got a referee gift,
right,
of a call which helped them win the national championship back then. But you know, we can't say anything. So only 1 transfer quarterback remains.
There were a lot of those.
Also, what happened was this past week was the last week in the NFL, and I think a couple weeks ago we talked about how Jameis Winston was the worst quarterback of our lifetime. The first quarterback ever to throw 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions in a season.
Oh, yeah. He also threw for 5,000 yards. It's absurd. I don't understand how this is happening. I also feel like I want to know how many yards he threw for to the other team. Like, you threw 30 interceptions.
7 of those interceptions got taken to the house for 6. It was almost like you could see it coming from a mile away. It's amazing how many of those he threw either at the beginning of the game or at the end of the game, too.
Yes.
This is uncanny how good and bad you are.
It is unbelievable. Apparently, Bruce Arians said today that they could win with another quarterback that's not Jameis Winston.
Jameis is just an anomaly. But ever since he stepped foot on Florida State's campus, we knew that something was just different about him, for better and for worse.
Right? For better and for worse. 150%.
Another prediction that we had a couple weeks ago on the last podcast was the Christmas Day NBA lineup and how the Warriors were going to get housed by the Rockets. And, well, we don't know Jack.
Apparently not. Because the Rockets still can't beat the Warriors, even when Steph and Klay don't play. It is unbelievable.
Led by Draymond Green. And they pulled that crap out. That's insane.
It really is. Like, I don't get it. I mean, that's not true. I do get it.
Oh, the Rockets. You know, we did a podcast during the playoffs about how the Rockets get in their own way and how no matter how many threes that, you know, James Harden makes, they still will never find a way to win a championship because they will never grasp the idea of playing defense.
Mike D'Antoni teams, like, this is what they do. So I don't understand, like, why anybody is surprised.
The Clippers won round 2 of the Battle of LA.
They did. The game was kind of depressing because, like, the Lakers were up at half. But you could just tell they're about to lose that game. I don't know. Sometimes you could just tell, and they just started to fall apart.
I feel like we shouldn't even talk about the NBA playoffs until the conference finals when it's Lakers against Clippers. Because none of these other teams in the West are going to stand a chance in a 7-game series against them.
I mean, I kind of agree, but maybe there'll be a decent series that's earlier. I don't know. I doubt it. I mean, but I also feel like I still don't know anything about the East. So there's that.
Well, LeBron played in the first. Oh, no, he didn't play in the first NBA Finals of the decade. He didn't play in the last either. But he played in all of them in between. I just said that out loud for the first time. That is freaking ridiculous.
That is kind of crazy when you think about it.
Speaking of the decade, the upcoming decade.
Can't believe that it starts a new decade.
LeBron might play in the first finals of the new decade in a couple days if they can beat the Clippers. But if we want to talk about, you know, expectations for the next 10 years, I mean, LeBron is probably not going to play in that many more finals.
Right. LeBron is 35 today. As of this taping, he turns 35. He will be 45 the next decade, like what this time 10 years from now. I'm pretty sure LeBron will have moved on.
He's going to be coaching. Bronny, his son, is going to be playing for the Bulls, and he's going to be the head coach.
There you go. Actually, I don't think LeBron's going to be a head coach of anything. I think he's going to do all his other stuff. I don't think he's going to be a GM. I think he's going to be an owner and then do all his media stuff.
So as we take an outlook on the next 10 years, most of it has to do with changing of the guard. As the names and faces that we all know and love right now,
change to something else, somebody else.
She's in it. Feel every single freaking sport.
Nobody is still going to be here. It will literally be like, if you think about the NFL, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, none of them, even Russell Wilson, probably won't be playing in 10 years because they will all be 40 plus. Tom Brady is not playing until he's 52, guys. He's just not.
And then what's next? NBA?
LeBron's going to be gone. LeBron's
going
to
be done.
I mean, Steph and Clay will probably be gone. I mean, they're going to be in their 40s. Like, they're going to be 40, 41.
KD's going to be gone.
Yep.
Kyrie's going to be gone.
Yep. Russell Westbrook will be gone. James Harden will be gone. I mean, it will literally be the next generation. I mean, because even, like, people like Kawhi Leonard, who's 29, he'll probably be gone, too. I mean, he'd be 39 years old. I'm not saying that he can't still play. But he most certainly will not be in the highest level. And I think that the next generation are going to be in their prime in the 2020s. So, like, the Kawhi Leonards and the Anthony Davises, like, they're going to be in their prime.
And the Giannis yes. Antetokounmpo.
And then it'll be, like, us figuring out who the next generation of guys are.
You think James Harden is going to let some gray sink into that beard, or you think he's going to dye it?
I think he's going to dye it as long as he...
Obviously, Tiger and Serena are going to be...
long gone. Tiger will be 54 because today is also his birthday. Tiger could be...
He'll be playing on the senior tour.
Yeah, he could play on the senior tour. He won't be Tiger as we know it, but he'll be on the senior tour. So, like, that isn't a bad thing.
Serena, I feel like she needs to just go ahead and break this record in the next year or two and then go about her business.
Also true. But one thing we know is she ain't going to be playing tennis. 48.
I don't think anybody thought she'd be playing tennis at freaking 38.
Right? Olympia will be like 12. And maybe she'll be playing tennis. Although I don't know what Olympia's going to do because, yeah, I'm not sure if her dad is taking away her athletic ability.
Olympia might go be like a track star or something. She there's no way she steps into the tennis realm to try and live up to those expectations.
I mean, but like her dad started Reddit. So like, I mean, I don't know what she's going to do because like she's going to have to find her own way and be like happy with whatever that is. I don't know who the baseball stars are, but I can tell you, that like Aaron Judge is going to be old. I feel like that's like Steven Strasburg is not going to be playing. We are really going to have like who is the next generation. And I think most of the people, we don't even know who they are yet. Well, people who like follow people who are coming up might have figured it out, but the rest of us, not so much.
If I want to bring up my favorite pastime, professional wrestling.
We didn't even talk about this.
Wrestling is one of those situations where obviously it's not a sport per se. It's more entertainment. So
really, because Vince McMahon didn't want to pay. So it's entertainment.
Like Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair still feel like they got one more match left in them, even though they're in their 60s. It's like, no, we ain't going to do that.
Yeah, especially since like they, but here's the thing, they can because it's, again, not real.
The Rock is definitely done. He's just all about making movies. John Cena is probably going to be done in the next year or two.
Because he's also all about making movies.
Yeah, he's also making a lot of movies. And other than that, I don't think anybody's really been wrestling for 10 years that's a top star in WWE right now to make you think that, like, hey, what are they going to look like in 10 more years?
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe it might be my time to just jump in the ring for like a few years and just get on out.
Yes, there you go. There you go.
I come in at the get in the ring for the first time at the tender age of 35, become WWE champion, and then go out.
Exactly.
I'd do something like that, though.
You would. I believe it.
What about other sports? Like hockey?
I mean, I don't currently know who the hockey... I mean, Alex Ovechkin is not going to be playing. Is Sidney Crosby still playing at all? Like, I feel like I don't know the answer to that question. PK Subban is not going to be playing. And I guess he's going to be married to Lindsay... Maybe he'll still be married to Lindsay Vonn, who, by the way, gentlemen...
I don't know if you saw that, but he actually proposed to her first.
What?
He proposed to her, like... I didn't know that either. He proposed to her, like, 4 or 5 months ago. So she wanted to return the favor and propose to him, too. It was, like, equality.
Still yeah. Terrible. Because I guess I missed the fact that he proposed to her first, because I sent Smiley a note on, like, Christmas Day. I was like, so Merry Christmas, and I'm like, Lindsay Vonn is proposing to PK Subban? I don't have any words for how ridiculous this is.
Well, first you said PK Subban and Lindsay Vonn got engaged, and I was like, okay, play on. And then you were like, she proposed to him, and I was like, wait, what?
And then I said, this cannot become a thing. I can't deal with that. Like, I just can't.
Look, 2020 is going to be the new thing.
Here's the thing. I sit on the side of feminism that women can do what they want. That is the side of it I sit on. So that means that if I want to live in a world where men are still men and they are chivalrous and they hold doors and pay for dates and propose to you and lead households, that is a side of, but I also want to be able to have a job. I don't think that those two things are problematic. Like, they're just not. I feel like I can have all of those things. I also feel like I do have all of those things, which might also be the thing.
I think that, I mean, man can still be chivalrous and the woman still wants to propose.
No.
Well, I ain't got anything against that.
No. But I also feel like what we're going to end up having is a whole bunch of people who, here's the thing, men should still propose. But I do think that we'll get to a place where more women are starting to propose, where people are comfortable with it, because oftentimes men take too long.
But at the same time, with same-sex marriages becoming more and more...
But I don't think that that's a thing. Because I think that ultimately, first of all, when we think about same-sex marriages, we make the first mistake in saying that one person has to be the guy and one person has to be the woman. I think that's the first mistake, and they're their own relationships, and they should be governed in whatever way they want to be governed.
What I'm saying is, in same-sex marriages, especially with two women, obviously one of them is proposing.
Correct.
So maybe that might spur heterosexual women to, you know...
Look, if you're my friend and you have the idea that you want to propose to your boyfriend, I'm going to look at you like you're crazy. Like, that is just the reality. And if you are my male friend and you talk to me about
a woman proposing to you,
I'm going to also look at you like you're crazy. And then my next question is going to be, if you are getting to a place where you're girlfriend is proposing to you, why haven't you figured out that you should probably propose? And if you haven't figured that out and you haven't made the decision, how about we stop stringing her along? Let her move on with her life.
Maybe he was getting ready to and she just beat him to the punch.
Yeah, but I also feel like this is something that you should have figured out in your relationship. Because I feel like there's no circumstance where my husband would have been like, yeah, I'm okay with you proposing. Like, I don't feel like that's a thing. Like, I feel like if I asked him right now, he would have been like, yeah, you could have proposed, Courtney. Like, I feel like he'd say that to me now. But I don't think that's actually the reality of it. Like, I don't think he'd actually be like, yes, please propose to me. That's exactly what I want. That's the example I want to show for my child. Like, no, I don't think that's the case.
Well, like women proposing to men, Courtney feels like shouldn't be a trend in 2020 and beyond.
In the entire decade, no yeah. trend.
What about, I know we haven't mentioned them barely at all on this podcast, but I haven't heard anything about NASCAR in the last couple of years. I don't even know if they may exist beyond 2029.
I feel like the only thing I heard about NASCAR, last thing I remember, is like whatever happened with like ESPN giving up the rights and knowing to get out of the deal a year early and like Fox taking over. Like that's what I remember about NASCAR. And I don't even remember like everything that happened, but that's what I remember about NASCAR. I also think going to a NASCAR game in the infield is kind of awesome.
I do. I still do want to check a NASCAR race on off my bucket list, but as far as watching it, no.
I've been to the Daytona Truck Series. I didn't go to Daytona, the first like race at the beginning of the weekend or the weekend before the 400, and I've been and I went to Charlotte and we were on the in the infield.
Coca-Cola 600.
Yes, whatever that was called. That was an awesome experience. Like we had a Winnebago. And had all this food. We cooked on the roof. Like, it was amazing. The Clydesdales were there on the Indian field. It was freaking awesome. So, like, that is an experience that I think people should have and you should go. But I don't think I need to go enough to, like, help NASCAR exist to continue to exist.
Well, we sat here a year ago and taped an episode about New Year's resolutions, and, well, we worked on some.
I think we worked on our personal ones and not our podcast ones.
Actually, you know what? I did a fairly good job. I think I'd said I wanted to be more responsible with finances and my body, get myself in better shape. I feel like I worked on those at multiple times throughout the year. But now going into 2020, yeah, going into wedding season, I'm getting married in 4 months. I kind of need to quit playing around.
Yeah.
I need to look good in my tuxedo come April.
Smiley's getting married in April. So I scrolled back. I wanted to see what our outline said. And Smiley, did you break 90 on the golf course again?
Shoot, did I? I feel like I did.
Because that was one of your resolutions.
I think I did once.
Okay. So my sports and life resolutions are, there's nothing there. Like, I didn't write anything in the outline a year ago. But I feel like I went into, like, the one little word and, like, that's what I do instead of New Year's resolutions, because that is what I do. And my one little word for 2019 was fearless. I think the word served me well. I think I lived my life that way this year. I think that 2020 is my year to shine. Because shine's my word. We're going to go hard for all things and not make myself smaller for anything. That is the goal. Now, we didn't achieve either of our podcasts.
I mean, I guess the fact that we still exist is in and itself a resolution.
Yes, that is true. We are coming up on 2 years, and that is definitely a big deal. And we can always push this thing forward in terms of like. Whatever. I mean, I guess technically, by the way, I did do some, like, there was some social media. It wasn't consistent or whatever, but I did do some, which is better than the year before.
We did become a little bit more active on Instagram and right. Twitter.
And Smiley won a guest. We did not come up with any guests. Smiley was, though, a guest on somebody else's podcast. So maybe that counts?
Yes. Yes, that counts. It's half points, half credit.
Yes, right. So, hey, we weren't a complete failure at our podcast resolutions. And maybe we should just roll those resolutions on into 2020. So we want to do the things we said we were going to do in 2019 and also just continue to do the podcast every other week. And that will be our resolutions for 2020.
Although us going to that podcast conference was enlightening because we were able to find out ways that, you know, if we want a guest, that we can make that happen.
Right. So there are things in the, we can at least try now in a way that's like more effective than we would have been able to do.
So in 2020, we need a website.
We've owned the domain this entire time. So we need a website. We should go back to Podcast Movement and tape another live show. Plus, it's in Dallas, and I love Dallas.
I've never been to Dallas.
Dallas is a great city. We got to get Smiley married first. And we should maybe we'll apply to speak. I don't know what the heck we're going to speak on, but maybe we'll apply to speak to the conference.
Look, I'm sure we've come up with so many crazy things to talk about over these 2 years. I'm sure we can find something.
That's what we should do. We should talk about, like, coming up with your show outline, like how to develop a show when your topic is part real time, but trying to make evergreen content. Bomb.
Dang. That's dope as hell. They might pay us for that.
Maybe they won't pay us, but maybe they'll give us some money off of our badge.
Since we're going into a new decade, I mean, I would be regressive if I didn't ask, do we have any long-term, like, decade resolutions?
Wait, what we want to be, what, like, when I'm 45, like, what I want my life to look like?
Oh, my God. Please don't even say the number.
I mean, that's how old I'll be. I just want to have, like, popped out a kid and had, like, a great job and, like, still be married. Like, those are my resolutions for 2020. Do you want to still be married, have popped out a kid, and have a bomb job? I can't even, I mean, Smiley, I love you, but I can't say I want to still be doing the podcast.
If we're still doing this podcast 10 years from now, that means that we are doing this on the side because both of us are on TV doing the actual show.
Right. Or we have blown up the podcast to the place where it is making us money and we have advertisers and we're doing live shows. And I mean, there is some part of it where I'm saying in this next decade, like, we shouldn't shrink ourselves and we should really go after, like, whatever we want. And I think that's for everybody. I think that, like, the time of life of saying that we can't accomplish something because we aren't capable of really dreaming it out, I think that those days are over. And, like, if nothing else, remember who is president. Like, you can do anything. Like, point blank and period, you can do anything.
I feel like I want to have a kid or two. My fiance has promised me one and is kind of she's kind of slim on number two. she said that I should just pray for twins first time around.
I mean, there's that. I feel like that's what a lot of people say. But fortunately, I mean, they tell me that you don't remember childbirth, and that's why people have multiple kids, because they, like, literally make you forget it.
I also told her that maybe I should pray for quintuplets so that we get a TV show on, like, Lifetime or Learning Channel, or because we're black,
but it's not,
it'd be on BET.
But you know what, though? It's not new anymore, though. That's a problem.
But like, I would make it entertaining.
But you could just make, you could be Insta-famous. You could just, like, you could just do all the Pampers ads on Instagram and then, like, have a YouTube channel.
Yeah, all we need is one season.
You don't even have to go, like, get a YouTube channel. That could pay you in perpetuity. People just keep watching them videos forever.
True. I get some tips from Antonio Cromartie.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes. All his children. Just make sure you remember their names.
Well, before we hang up, the NFL playoffs start this week. Although it's not highly likely that they'll make the Super Bowl, we pray to God that the Patriots don't make it.
Because, I mean, honestly, at this point, I feel like we're not even going to really talk about the Super Bowl on the show if the Patriots make it again. Like, it's just, no. Although, I would love to see the DMV, which we claim Baltimore at times like this, love championship run continue. Baltimore does not claim us in this situation. It also will be hilarious if the Ravens win number three while the Redskins are cleaning house because incompetence.
I'm very happy that the Dallas Cowboys are not in the playoffs.
I'm very happy that Jason Garrett will eventually get fired.
He got fired today.
Are you sure about that? Because I feel like I haven't actually seen... Because you told me that somebody got hired today and it hadn't been official yet.
I'm pretty sure that I saw that...
No, it says source. Cowboys Jones set a second meeting. He has not been...
Fuck. Just let him go.
Yeah, they have a meeting tomorrow.
Jerry, I shouldn't wish this on anybody, but Jerry need to get Alzheimer's or something. Because his Cowboys ain't never going to be good again until Jerry lets go of whatever it is that he does with this team.
I mean, he owns the team, so I don't think he's going to get rid of the team.
Yeah, but he's the GM.
Yeah, I mean, that decision probably needs to change. Although I will say this, Dak Prescott did not do his self any real favors from the perspective of not signing a deal last year.
NFC playoffs? I don't know. It's NFC is wide open.
Yeah, because I feel like, I don't know if I trust the 49ers. I still don't trust Jimmy Garoppolo, to be perfectly honest with you. And then the Texans and the Titans.
I think the Saints want to atone for what happened last year.
They absolutely want to atone for it. It's the question is, can they? And then I don't know. The Seahawks, I feel like they've got no wide receivers left. So I don't know what they're going to do.
But they got Beast Mode back. But we ain't making no predictions until the next podcast. Because I think that'll be the week of the conference championship games. So we'll hold off on that.
Yeah, I feel like this NFL season, the Ravens are the best team like by record. I mean, but Lamar Jackson is also like 22. Second-year player, and...
But he's balling out right now. He's going to be a freaking unanimous MVP.
Is he really going to be unanimous? I feel like he probably should be, but I also feel like they ain't going to let that happen.
Who else they going to vote? The only person that might make a case is Russell.
Yeah. You really could make a case, because, I mean, everybody thought that Russell was going to be it up until, like, the last, like, 5 weeks of the season.
You could have made a case for Jameis. For 5,000 yards.
Again, Bruce Arian said that they can win without Jameis today on the podium.
We can predict the college football national championship, which will be in a few weeks. I'm not an SEC person that feels like, you know, if an ACC team wins the championship, that I somehow get one by default. That's how a lot of them think. I don't care about conference rooting for teams in your conference.
I agree.
I think that LSU is, this year has been insane. And
agreed.
They have the better team, but Clemson is not going to go down without a fight.
Correct. I think I agree with all of those things. I am interested to see how Clemson holds up. I'm also interested to see, on a kind of side note to Clemson, Clemson has, like, lost a coordinator for, like, the first time ever. Mm. So their offensive coordinator is going to...
USF. Right?
Yes. And taking people with him that are on his current staff. And I feel like this is going to be Dabo's first real opportunity to replace a coordinator. So I feel like we're going to learn and figure out, like, how good Dabo is at keeping this together. Because I think the true test of a college coach is when you're good and people, like... and your coordinators leave you, because that's what always happens, how do you replace them? And he's the guy, the wide receiver guy, who got everybody out of Florida. So maybe somebody else is a shot.
True.
From a wide receiver standpoint, because Clemson was kind of a wide receiver factory, among other.
Clemson also got banged up quite a bit during that semifinal game. LSU, that game was done by the middle of the second quarter. So I don't know... I mean, they got a week and a half to prepare, or 2 weeks, actually. They got 2 weeks to prepare, so we'll see how healthy they are going into the game.
I feel like this game gets later and later.
Yes!
Like, it's really 2 weeks later. Like, I don't understand. Like, why is it 2 weeks later? Like, why is it on the 13th? I feel like by the 13th, I will have forgotten about college football.
And guess what? They want to extend it for 2 weeks, but when somebody said that the playoff should be, like, 8 teams, then they were like, oh, we ain't got enough time. Yes, you do. You just don't want to do it.
Right. Like, I just don't understand how we get to the 13th. Like, why isn't it on the 6th?
Well, with that, onward to a new year, onward to a new decade. Make sure that I have my black eyed peas ready to go on Wednesday.
What? I don't understand those. Like, it's black eyed peas.
It's supposed to bring good luck to eat black eyed peas on New Year's Day.
But what if it brings money?
I think that's greens. Collard greens.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel like that's what I want. I mean, good luck is good too, but
I need to get off to a good start for my and stay on track for my personal resolution.
You're gonna hit the gym hard,
and I'm gonna stay in there.
Yes,
because I got a tux to look good in 4 months.
I guess I have a dress to look good in that is not for Smiley's wedding, but not to marry Smiley. To go, I have just to attend his wedding. I don't know.
I don't think anybody. Oh yeah, it's time for us to go now.
Because this show has officially gone off the rails.